go ahead and find your breath. And every time you breathe in, I want you to picture your belly expanding like a big balloon. And every time you breathe out, imagine the air releasing from that balloon and your belly contracting. So breathe it in. Your belly's going to expand like a big balloon. And every time you breathe out, your belly is going to contract. So keep that breath going. And now we're going to add the next layer of your sensory system. So color, taste, texture, smell. Remember, your nervous system cannot tell the difference between a real and an imagined experience. So every time you breathe in, I want you to picture it's a cool, crisp, blue, pepperminty air. And every time you breathe out, it's a red, hot, fiery, cinnamony air. So breathe it in, it's a cool, crisp, blue, pepperminty air. And every time you breathe out, it's a red, hot, fiery, cinnamony air. And keep that breath going. Now let's just slow it down. So you're gonna breathe it in for four counts. It's a cool, crisp, blue, pepperminty air. And breathe it out for four counts. It's a red, hot, fiery, cinnamony air. So breathe it in, your belly will expand like a big balloon. It's a cool, crisp, blue, pepperminty air. And every time you breathe out, that belly will contract. It's a red, hot, fiery, cinnamony air. So four in, four out. And now we're gonna slow it down even further by turning that into a box breath. So breathe it in for four, hold it for four, breathe it out for four, and hold it for four. So let's go. Breathe it in for four. It's a cool, crisp, blue, pepperminty air. Hold it for four. And then breathe it out for four. It's a red, hot, fiery, cinnamony air. And then hold it for four. So in four, hold four, out four, hold four. And just finish up the box that you're on. Great. So that is one access point to our parasympathetic nervous system through your breath and your sensory system. The second access point is going to be through your cranial nerve. So you have 12 in total that cover the entire surface area of your head, your face, your neck, your cranium, your jawline, your earlobes, all of it. So you're just gonna take your hands and scratch, massage, tap, touch, whatever feels good, the entire surface area of your head, your face, your neck, your hairline, all of it. So just go ahead, take your hands and relax those cranial nerves. Keep breathing and imagine blood and oxygen going to all of the places that you are innervating. Notice where you have any tension or tightness and just spend a little bit of extra time there. Beautiful. Just take one last pass and then bring your arms down by your side. Amazing. So that is our second access point to the parasympathetic nervous system, those cranial nerves. The third access point is going to be through your muscles. So this is going to be super safe to the nervous system because there's movement, but there's no motion. It's isometric. So you are going to hear me guide you through through isometric squeezing. So squeezing as tight as you can for a certain body part for 5 seconds, followed by ultimate relaxation, and imagine blood and oxygen going to the places that you just contracted, okay? So we're gonna start at your feet, and you're gonna make a fist with your feet for 5 seconds and squeeze as tight as you can. Ready, and go for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and release, and whoosh, just kind of feel blood and oxygen going to the feet where you were just contracting. Ultimate relaxation that follows that ultimate contraction. Moving up the kinetic chain to the ankles, you're going to extend from the ankles. Point those toes away from you, so create length in your ankle, a straight line in your ankle. Ready, and go for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and release, and whoosh, just kind of feel blood and oxygen moving to those ankles. Now, staying at the ankle joint, you're now gonna flex from the ankle. Bring those toes back towards your knees, creating an angle in your ankle. Ready, and go for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and release, and whoosh, just feel blood and oxygen moving to those ankles. Moving up the kinetic chain to your hamstrings. So you're gonna push your heels into the ground until you feel the back of those legs or those hamstrings switch on. Ready, and go for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and release, and whoosh, just kind of feel blood and oxygen moving to the back of those legs. Coming up to the biggest muscles in your body, your glutes, your butt muscles. So you're gonna tuck your pelvis under, squeeze that pelvis up and under, and squeeze your booty. Ready, and go for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and release, and whoosh, just kind of feel blood and oxygen moving to the glutes. Coming up like you're coming up for a crunch, we're gonna turn on the abdominal wall. So come on up like you're coming up for a crunch, but stop when you feel that abdominal wall switch on. Ready, and go for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and release, and whoosh, just kind of feel blood and oxygen moving to the abdominal wall. Next, we are going to open up the chest. So you're gonna bring your arms overhead anywhere in between a Y and a T position, wherever you feel the biggest stretch in your chest. And we are just gonna reach back behind us, open up from the chest, squeeze those shoulder blades back behind you, spreading the fingertips to just open up that chest cavity. Ready, and go for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and release, and whoosh, just kind of feel blood and oxygen moving to the chest. Awesome. Shrugging your shoulders up towards your ears, let's get all of that tension out of your trap. So ready, and go, shrug it up for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and release, breathe it out, and breathe it back in. Keep coming back to the breath. Beautiful job, almost there. You are going to make a fist with your hands, but leave your thumbs outside of the fist pack while you squeeze all the muscles in your face. So face and fists. Ready, and go for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and release. Breathe it out and breathe it back in. Beautiful job, almost there. You are going to squeeze every muscle in your body, hands, face, feet, fist, abs, glutes, you name it. Ready, and go for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and release, and whoosh, just kind of feel blood and oxygen moving around the body. Beautiful job. Last but not least, it is going to look a little bit weird, but feel amazing. You're going to open your eyes and your mouth as wide as you can. Eyes and mouth as wide as you can. Ready, and go for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and release. Breathe it out. Breathe it back in. Beautiful job. Just kind of come back to your breath. Come back to the room. Notice how you feel in your head, your heart, your body, your spirit, all of it. And just take this with you as you go about your day.